I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Company of Fools is a Wood River Valley theater company, and it is taking a unique approach to the arts, partnering with local nonprofits and organizations to raise awareness of the shows they are producing, as well as the issues that these shows are addressing. Joining us live by phone is Scott Palmer. He is director of Company of Fools. And Erin Paffley, she is with the Education Center, with the Center for Community Health at St. Luke's Wood River Valley. And we should mention very quickly that St. Luke's is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio. Both of you, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Scott, I want to start with you because this was your idea. You are the new director of Company of Fools. Tell me about this idea you had to partner with these local nonprofits and organizations.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, I've been here about 6 months, and Company of Fools, as people probably know, has been a professional theater based in Haley, Idaho for 24 years. I'm the brand new producing artistic director here. And one of the things that I really wanted to ensure during my tenure as artistic director was that the work that Company of Fools produces is really deeply connected to the people who live not only here in the Wood River Valley, but throughout the state of Idaho. So the idea was really to sort of reach out to nonprofits, social service nonprofits, and nonprofits like St. Luke's, and talk to them a little bit about the sort of themes and messages of the work we're producing to see if there were any connections to the work that they were doing for the community, which is really how this partnership, particularly with St. Luke's, came about. The show we're producing is called Cry It Out, and it's a remarkable play sort of dealing with the ups and downs, the joys and tribulations of new motherhood. And St. Luke's, as people probably know, does an enormous amount of work in community health and outreach, both prenatal and postnatal, for new moms and new parents all around the state.
So, Erin, when Scott contacted you, I mean, were you kind of befuddled at first? Because just because it's like, theater and then the hospital, how do we mesh?
Yeah, I think it made me pause for a moment and then very clearly and quickly made sense for us. The work that we do at the Center for Community Health is unique, and we try to reach people outside of a very typical standard sort of clinic environment. So we are looking for creative ways to touch people and to connect with people. And this was the most beautiful opportunity for us to have another voice in the community and another vehicle to share really critical community health messages to folks we might not be reaching for a variety of reasons. So, and as you can tell, you know, Scott's an incredibly thoughtful, enthusiastic person who really has sort of social justice and equity at the heart of his work. And it just made so much sense for us to capitalize on their voice, I guess, and be eliminate some barriers to connecting with people in need. So it's really exciting.
So, Scott, I want to go back to the play itself, Cry It Out. As you said, it's about, it really focuses on those trials and the tribulations and the joy of new motherhood. And that's an understatement, to say the least, with the trials and tribulations and the joy of new motherhood. It is the most life-changing experience that I personally ever went through. And so what does the play kind of look like? I mean, what can people expect in this play? I mean, is it funny? Is it sad? Is it everything?
Well, as you know, being a mom, it is all funny and sad and everything.
Every single day, by the way.
Every single day. So Molly Smith Metzler, who's the playwright, she's New York-based playwright. Some of your listeners may know her as a writer on Orange is the New Black and also Showtime's Shameless. Molly Smith Metzler was inspired to write this play during her own experience of being pregnant and being a new mom at a time when her family was really struggling financially. And she talks a lot about this profound sense of loneliness and isolation she experienced after giving birth, about sort of feeling trapped at home with the new baby, very little interaction with other people other than her husband, and certainly not a lot of connection with other new moms. And we know that research indicates in the United States that more than 30% of new mothers really do experience a sense of isolation and loneliness after giving birth to their first child. And, you know, researchers often sort of say that the problem is probably much larger because new moms are unlikely to say, you know, being a new mom is a terrible experience. So, you know, we know that that kind of social isolation can be a problem for new moms. What Molly Smith-Metzler does is sort of really take her own personal experience and put it on stage, mm-hmm. where the characters, a new mom meets another new mother within walking distance. They figure out how far their baby monitors can reach from their two houses, and they begin to sort of connect and bond over their sort of mutual struggles. Each of the three women in the play really have radically different experiences of being a new parent, and that comes from both socioeconomic reasons, having, you know, being a single mom, and one of the characters is really struggling with postpartum depression. So although the themes are very serious, and probably familiar to many people who are new parents, it is also absolutely hilarious and very joyful. It really sort of celebrates not only new motherhood, but also the connections that new parents can make between themselves.
You know, it's interesting. My oldest is 11, and I still vividly remember his babyhood and sitting in this chair in my house and thinking, like, is this the rest of my life? Will I look at this wall for the, is this it? And then finally finding a new mom's group. And that was, I say it was life saving. And I am still good friends with women that I met in that group, but we called it the "What the hell have I done with my life" group.
Because,
right. And so to put something on stage like that, that resonates, that frankly makes it okay to say this is how this feels, is huge.
That it's really important. And it's also super important for us that, you know, theaters across the country generally have a fairly strong feeling about parents bringing their babies into live theater performances, right? So
right.
Most often theaters are sort of very strongly discouraging people from bringing their babies and infants into the show. And what we've decided to do in partnership with St. Luke's is do a dedicated parent and baby night on Tuesday, September 24th, so tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Talk to us about this. This is amazing,
yeah,
Scott.
So it's a great opportunity, you know, sort of inspired by the playwright's experience of finding connection with new parents. What we've decided to do is sort of create this kind of environmentally friendly theater space for parents and their babies. The house lights will be up so parents can keep an eye on their kids. They can see their diaper bags. They can get quick access to a toy or to a pacifier. We'll have baby changing stations in the lobby. There'll be cribs and toys in case their little angels turn into little devils in the middle of a performance and they need to take them out into the lobby. So it's an opportunity for parents who are traditionally excluded from attending live theater performances with their babies or infants to not only come to a show, but also be there with a group of people who, you know, aren't going to be put off by the fact that maybe the baby's being fussy or somebody has to get up and down and sort of, you know, take the baby out into the lobby. So it's part of that partnership with St. Luke's, who's reaching out. They're reaching out to their clients and their patients who are doing new mom groups. And we're reaching out to everyone in the community, all the new parents, to encourage them. You can come to the theater, bring your baby for this one night and have a great experience.
And I have to say that this is such a phenomenal and fabulous idea, because it is so expensive to find a sitter. And then when they are tiny, you worry about them. I mean, there are so many things. It's hard to even enjoy a night out. So the fact that you are not only doing this for parents and making it parent and baby friendly, it's also a pay what you feel donation tomorrow night, correct?
That's correct. So we know having a baby is expensive and getting a babysitter is expensive. So making the opportunity to come and see the show with your baby is one thing, but then telling you that it's a $40 ticket is quite another. So we really want to encourage people, you know, who may not have that opportunity to sort of get out and connect with other parents with baby in tow, to not think that, oh, this is going to be so expensive that I just can't afford it. So what we're saying is make a donation in any amount that you feel is affordable. The baby gets in for free, and have a great experience sort of seeing your own lives and your experiences on stage with a lot of other new parents at the same time.
And Erin, St. Luke's, you will have information in the lobby and things like that, correct? In case
we will.
In case people are looking to make that connection, because new motherhood is incredibly isolating, or can be.
It definitely can be, and I think Scott has said it eloquently, the importance of giving opportunities for new parents to come together and share experiences and build relationships and not be isolated. And so, yes, Gemma, we will be there with all the information of the resources we provide at St. Luke's for expecting parents and new parents. Looking forward to being able to reach out that way.
And Scott, I just have to say, this is what a great idea you came up with to partner with these nonprofits and to really make an impact in your community. So again, tomorrow evening, Cry It Out, 6 p.m. So it is family friendly too.
You're
not starting at 8, right?
Right.
And then for people who might want to wait to see it without all the babies, with the lights down, that starts on Wednesday, correct? September 25th?
Correct. September 25th through October 12th. And information about the show and how to get tickets can be found at sunvalleycenter.org. Opening night, which is the 27th, is unfortunately sold out. I mean, it's fortunate for us.
It's fortunate for you.
For people who want to come and see it. But the rest of the shows still have tickets available.
And you will be doing this throughout the season, correct? Partnering with other nonprofits regarding the
plans.
We
are. That's correct. Yeah. And we're looking at doing sort of an environmentally appropriate performance for our holiday show, which is Miss Bennett Christmas at Pemberley, sort of take on Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, that we're looking specifically at providing an environment for people who have kids or family members on the spectrum who also don't have an opportunity to get out really to see live theater or live performance very often. So people can check out that information about those appropriate performances on the website as well.
I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day. What a wonderful idea. Cry It Out will be tomorrow evening, the parent and baby night, 6 p.m. And it is a pay what you feel as long as and baby friendly. Scott and Aaron, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.